Ohio's new energy law got a lot of headlines for the monthly fee electric customers will pay to prop up two nuclear plants. It also rolls back renewable energy standards until they go away completely after 2026. So what will that mean for wind and solar companies in the state? At least one business leader says it may not be all bad. With me to talk about the ups and downs of renewable energy laws is Greg Kuss. He's president of the Worthington-based company SolarVision. Thanks for talking.
Good morning, Debbie.
You opposed this new law until you spoke with an expert attorney on the issue. How do you feel about it now?
Well, this is a complicated law, but it actually will, this House Bill 6, will actually be raising the rates of individuals throughout the state. And by them having their rates increased, it'll actually help us look better because we're already beating them for price with solar installations on homes and businesses. And this way, it'll make it even the divide bigger.
Some environmental groups are leading the ballot effort to repeal the new energy law. But you're saying you actually expect it to help solar companies like yours.
It's a complicated issue, Debbie. The reality is that for the energy efficiency people, it is really hurting their drive to help the term megawatts, which means use less electricity. And we're coming in there with cleaner electricity. But the complexities are about the fact that for us, I think it's going to help us because it's going to raise everybody's rates.
Are you hesitant, though, on some aspects of this new law?
It's complicated. 90% of Ohio's clean energy comes from the nuclear power plants. Another complexity is the fact that First Energy is asking them to help bail them out. And of all the utilities in the state, they've been the least open-armed when it comes to renewable energy and kind of, you know, bringing the new technology to the forefront and helping us put projects in the ground.
We spoke back in 2011 when Governor Kasich was in office. Back then, business was looking up with a state mandate for utilities to get 25% of their power from renewable sources by 2025. But you've had to lay a lot of people off since then. Take us through what's happened since 2011.
Yes, at that time we had seven employees at SolarVision. And then the rumors started happening that they were going to put a freeze on the renewable energy standards. At that time, we had close to $100 million worth of signed projects. The tough point is to get investors. At that time, this was a new industry, and there weren't that many investors. But as soon as the state politicians come up with the term freeze, they run. So we had to lay a lot of people off. And since 11, we've been hanging in there. We've been managing the $26 million worth of projects that we put in the ground before 11 and managing them and just kind of waiting for things to change. In the interim, this is where I would like to congratulate the politicians. That's in Washington, way back when they had the investment tax credit and other things that helped us, has brought the prices down by a factor of like a quarter of what it used to cost.
Critics of renewable energy mandates like Larry Householder often say they bog down the free market, and if companies can't make it work on their own, that's on them. How would you respond to that?
I love that question, because what I would respond, Larry Householder, is why do we have to subsidize First Energy? That's exactly what you said you're doing to us.
I've been talking with SolarVision President Greg Kuss about the shrinking renewable energy standards in Ohio and the effects on business. Thanks again.
Thanks, Debbie.